Padmatata. He is mad in gopi love. It's sign. And very young and very kishore, like elephant boy.
Yeah.
Going on this. Have you seen?
No. Yeah, I've seen elephants. Yeah.
If an elephant is mad.
Oh yeah.
And rust nectar is going on, coming on, and he set up, being set up in eyes, like so Krishna and Baldev is so. Leela Kamal, you know, there is a Leela Kamal in the hands of Krishna. A very beautiful
flower,
lotus flower,
yeah.
Very ready. It is in the hand of Krishna and he is doing like this.
Yeah.
Why he is doing? That my heart is
in
doing like so, seeing that group.
Seeing Gopi, Krishna's heart is dancing.
And
lotus symbol of heart.
When this flower, lotus flower is doing like so, dancing, Gopi's heart will also, and their eyes will also dance with the lotus feet. So he is doing so.
In the verse, it does not say that Krishna sees the gopis, but by these meanings we understand that he knows that their love and he knows they are looking at him. But it is not very direct.
No.
It is all just by signs and glances.
Actually, gopis are not there.
No.
Gopis are in home. But they are all telling and hearing here the facts of jungle.
What is happening there?
Yes. Natvaru iti sakhisu kayakesu.
अरे वो हमको देना था, इसमें चिपका दिया हम उसको नहीं
आया। इधर बाहर देखा जाती है बड़ो रोक खड़ा से।
इतिहास
हाँ
रितिका
इधर सब दाचा रितिका एक तो दिए सही करें शुरू
इतिहास कहा और गायक बादल दन नाचते थे। Krishna is also dancing. All boys are dancing. Baldev is also dancing. Kadachit not Shene, Shester Mato Ramakrishna Dayana. They are singing like best
actors, dancers.
Actors and dancers.
Thank you.
In this, not so much.
It is similar to the previous verse.
Then, Gopya kim achara dhyan kusalasna dhyan. Damodaradhar sudhamati gopikanam bhunte svayam yadavasi starasam hridanyo hishvattacho asru mamuchus tarvo yatharya. Gopya, another gopi is telling. Gopya, kim acharad ayam kusalasma beno damo daradhar sudhamapi gopika bhungte sanjata vasishtha sangridanno he sattvatu astu munitu jata. Gopis are telling each other that, O Gopya, O Sakhi, Venu is so much fortunate.
Yes.
What he has done, she has done, Venu, Kulling, Purush.
He has done
in previous
births.
That he has a chance to sit on the lips of Krishna. Being a male, and he is acting a part of Gopi. She is drinking the other sudha of Krishna. How we are here, we are gopi, only we are authorized to drink this, but actually in front of us, being a male, that Venu is drinking other sudha of Krishna, leaving not a little
drop
for us. Not only, but in front of us she is drinking, it means that she has no Venu has no care for us. This is our sampatti. Sampatti means
wealth.
Uh-huh.
That thing. But yet in front of us,
he is taking.
Doing like this. You know this meaning? No?
That you are not fit for this.
No.
I'm going ahead and doing it. You try to stop me. You cannot.
I don't care for you. See, in front of you, I am taking this thing. I am drinking your...
I defy you.
Eh?
You say,
yeah. In front of you, I am drinking this thing. What can you do? You can do. I will drink it. Gopis are here telling that she is so neater.
Fearless.
She is so fearless. That she is drinking our thing in front of us. What tapasya he has done, austerities he has done in last verse. We want to know and we want to practice it, that we should also in front of our husband and other father-in-law, mother-in-law and any, we can barely can drink the nectar of Krishna lips.
This kind of thinking and talking, this is a kind of madness that the gopis think everyone has a madhurya relation with Krishna. Is this their imagination?
Not an imagination. They are thinking in Krishna bhava. And what they are telling, they don't know. Everything is spontaneously come. Desperately, they are telling everything. No control of mind or heart, anything.
Or words, they're not choosing words.
Yes. Everything coming is from them. Oh, see, that how desperate is Venu. And seeing his desperateness and his faith, the father and mother of Venu and the ancestors of Venu are also very glad.
Yeah.
How you know that they are glad? We see that Venu has come from bamboo.
Right.
Bamboos are very
pleasant mood.
Very in pleasant mood. How you knew that kadamba tree, amra,
mangoes,
and flowers, and all bigger trees of flowers are laughing? No?
Yes.
Because all trees are the ancestors of father and mothers of Venu. Whether not only bamboo, but amra, kathal, piyal, ashok, champa, every tree. They think that our
child
is so fateful.
Fortunate.
Yeah, that he's become the flute of Krishna.
And he's taking the nectar of Krishna. So they become so glad that eyes, tears are coming from their eyes. And by the way of flowers, they're laughing. Very much pleasant. Tears. Shishwatpacho means flowers are blue in bullujam.
Yes.
And tears, that is, madhu is coming out from the trees.
Yes.
They think that this is not madhu, but these are
tears.
Very anandasu. Uh-huh. Anandasu, you know?
Bliss.
Yes, tears come from
tears of happiness, ecstatic happiness.
Happiness.
And the flowers are in bliss also, standing hairs on end.
Like father and mother, when they become so much glad upon their child, they begin to weep in gladness and they become so pleased. ठीक है
निकल जाए।
understand? So there, we are meant that Venu is our
child.
Gopis.
Rival.
Rival.
Yeah.
Venu does not count them. Understand?
Yeah.
He does not care.
He's taking it all for himself.
Yes, and in return.
So gopis are here remembering that if he will know by what authorities that Bambu has become Venu of Krishna, we will do astrology like them and we will drink the nectar of Krishna. Second thing, as Venu drinks the nectar of Krishna lips, they want it. Krishna never keeps this Venu anywhere else. Anyone cannot take. He sleeps with Venu. He gives this Venu here. Here.
Should never be separate from Krishna.
So they want that we should always be with Krishna. At the time of sleeping, at the time of going cowherding, at the time of everywhere. But we cannot move. Oh. We cannot. Because everyone is against us. We cannot freely meet to Krishna. But this can do. So we want to be a Venu. So that we can have always the
chance to
Sangha of Krishna. Hridanyo. Here Hridanyo means water
ponds.
Ponds.
Yes.
Or river also. There are also, they are mother.
Yeah, because the bamboo comes from the river, water.
Water. The bamboo drinks the
water.
The dood, milk of rivers in the shape of water. And it becomes so long. So they are mothers. They are laughing. Why? Her child is so much fatful. It is going on, it is always on the lips of Krishna.
So,
they are laughing through Kamal.
Lotus.
Lotus. And water is there. They are also weeping also. Weeping are of two kinds. In gladness and other is in sorrowness. If it is sorrow, it will be warm. And if the tears are of gladness, they will be very cool. So these tears are cool. Kahan ja rahi hai? Aur sab theek hai?
Mother and father of the flute are very happy for the flute, but the gopis are envious.
And they are trying that in the next birth, they want to be flow, Venu. So that they will always have the Sangha of Krishna, association of Krishna. So that anyone cannot challenge them, and cannot abuse and cannot Bas? Two shlok.
Alright.
If any question, to speak in English of these slokas. I'll have to do so much labor. In Hindi and Bangla,
very easy for you. I have a question from this.
What?
The way the gopis see the flute. The gopis see the flute, that the flute is thinking, I will take all the nectar, I don't care for you. But is that just their viewpoint, or is the flute actually like that? Or are they just thinking like that?
What do you think?
I think partly it's their mood of so much, they are so intense that they are, it's their mood more than not just the flute, but partly the flute is like that. That was
mood is so. This is Mahabhava. No?
Mm-hmm.
You know Mahabhava.
Yeah.
And in Mahabhava, it is Adirudhava. At that time, gopis are testing. There is nothing there in bamboo or trees or anything. Everything is in the heart of gopis.
Yeah.
They are thinking like so.
And we should try to follow that mood.
If anyone be a devotee of Uttam Adhikari, they can follow this thing, something. Everywhere they will see like this. This is Uddipan Bhava. In the mind, in the heart, they are seeing all these things and become so.
But whatever conclusion or tattva that the gopis have, we agree that that is the truth. Even if we cannot feel it, but we agree, yes, they are right, whatever they are. There is not some other truth.
Aapni patra diye chhe?
Yeah. All right. Thank you. Only when you speak this, then we begin at least to understand.
Again, you can read.
Then when we read, it will, we will remember.